Welcome to the Holistic Anxiety Fix Podcast, where we explore the many different root causes of anxiety so you can learn how to heal naturally and reclaim your love for life.
Hannah is a nutritional therapist who specializes in women's hormone health. She's been working in this capacity for 3 years after leaving her job in long-term care at the beginning of the pandemic. Hannah uses food and lifestyle approaches to make significant improvements in her clients' health and well-being. She brings their bodies back into balance to be the vibrant women they deserve to be. She truly believes that when women are feeling their best, it makes a huge wave for the rest of the world. Join me in this podcast interview as I chat with Hannah about her own journey on uncovering what is going on with her hormones using the Dutch hormone test. So if you're interested in hearing how a nutritional therapist used the Dutch to go a little bit deeper, then this is the episode for you. Awesome, Hannah. So I am really excited to have you here today to talk about the Dutch test. So before we get in to the Dutch, I actually love to question people who come in about their story and how you got into hormone health and what you're all about. So I'd love to hear what you do and why you do what you do.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. So I grew up having really painful periods pretty much from day one of the time that my periods started. I was always suffering with really, really horrible cramps and sore breasts. I would miss work and school. And I just felt awful during every single period. So it wasn't long after that that I got put on birth control pills to treat my periods, which was really the only option that a doctor was able to give me. And so I was on the birth control on and off for about a decade. And every time I would go off of it, just because I was like a monster while I was taking birth control, you know, I would have angry moods. Like I would feel like I'd want to slit the throat of someone who just like looked at me the wrong way. And I was like, whoa, like this isn't me. I am not an angry person usually, but for some reason it was really impacting my moods. So I would go on and off of it. And every time I would go off of it, everything would just come back even worse than it was before. So by the end of my birth control journey, I think I was 25, and I had acne all over my jawline. So like the hormonal acne, painful breasts for about a week, insomnia 3 days before my period, really, really heavy periods when they came, cramps again for 24 to 48 hours. So like not a good quality of life, but I thought I was just like an unlucky one. Like I thought I was just had to suffer like this because, you know, there's not really a good solution in like our allopathic medicine field.
This is so interesting because I think what you're saying, a lot of people can relate to, right? Where we're sold this kind of like Kool-Aid, so to speak, that like, oh, you're just unlucky. You just have, you know, a hormone imbalance that sucks. Your body was just built this way. And so you need something external to your body to medicate what is broken. So we're sold this like Kool-Aid, and it's been sold for so long that I think 90% of women, maybe that's a bit of a stretch, but, you know, at least initially, especially when you're young, like how old were you when you went on birth control for the first time?
Yeah, I believe I was 17.
And so you think about that, like, you don't question the medical system at 17. You're like, oh, like this is how it is as a woman here. And so very early on, you have this concept that like women's bodies are broken and I need to use external, you know, hormones to fix the fact that I'm broken. And I was just the unlucky one. I really want to highlight that because I feel like a lot of people listening to this are probably going to be like, oh my God, yes. Like that's something that I struggle with.
I'd be talking to other coworkers that I'd be working with and they'd be like, I've never experienced that before. Like, and, you know, looking at their diet and lifestyle compared to my diet and lifestyle, I was like, I feel like I do everything right. Like I eat well, I exercise a lot. I guess I'm just unlucky. So it wasn't until I was 29 and on my second mat leave that my best friend had introduced holistic nutrition, and she was debating on going back to school to become a registered holistic nutritionist, but she actually chose a naturopath instead. So I was like, oh, I could do this. Like, I could learn about nutrition on my mat leave and do it online. Like, this would be perfect. So I started diving into holistic nutrition, and I didn't even know that this whole hormonal health thing even existed. I thought I was broken. I thought I was just unlucky. And so then, like, 4 months into the program, I started learning about hormones and how when we are under stress and our nervous system is taxed, you know, it's going to impact all of our hormones in our body. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to experience these periods like this. This is crazy. And so then I was able to reverse like all of my symptoms within 4 to 6 weeks.
Amazing.
So I was like, okay, I need to tell all the women this in the world that are suffering from hormone imbalances. We're so unaware of what our hormones do. Like, they impact everything, every single aspect of our health, right? So yeah, so that's kind of my journey, and all of my symptoms were resolved. But in the last like year, I've had a lot of breast tenderness creeping back in on around ovulation sometimes, but sometimes like 3 or 4 days before my period. So this is where the Dutch hormone test comes in.
Yes. And the Dutch hormone test is a really great test. Just before we dive in, I wanted to just highlight something that you said that really stood out for me, which is the impact that stress has on hormones. Because I think, you know, a lot of women come to me for anxiety and their hormones are a mess and they don't connect it, because we're kind of taught anxiety is a mindset problem, and we don't necessarily connect how, you know, your hormones are going to feed your anxiety and your anxiety is going to feed your hormones. So it becomes this loop. And how you said that just really highlighted for me that connection and how you can't really treat the body in isolation. And hormones can definitely be a big piece of the puzzle. So the Dutch is really great because, I mean, I like your story because you thought you were eating well, right? And then you did your training and you realized like, oh, like I can target certain hormones with certain foods and do certain things. And you got really far. And then you were like, well, like I'm missing something. I need to go deeper. And so functional medicine testing, like the Dutch hormone test, can be so great because it allows you to answer what food alone is not, and what, let's be honest, what your medical system is not. Have you ever tested your hormones like through the medical system? So let's talk about that before we talk about the Dutch. What happens there in the medical system? Because I think this is so important for women to hear, like that their experience is normal, quote unquote, for allopathic medicine.
Any blood work that I've ever had done for my hormones in the medical system, first of all, I have to really like beg to get done. And second of all, like they're not taking into account really where we are at in our cycle, which plays such a critical role in, you know, how much estrogen we may have, how much progesterone we may be producing, where even our cortisol levels are, which are stress hormones. So it's so, so different. And it never gives like a good snapshot, because, you know, we can still be experiencing a lot of symptoms when we're in that normal range, right? So like they'll tell me I feel fine. They tell me you should be feeling fine. You know, everything's normal, but like, you know, you still feel like a dumpster fire. So it's very different.
And I found the exact same thing. Like I had all the symptoms of hormone imbalance. And so I was like, surely we're going to find something. Like I had acne, painful periods, cramps, like breast tenderness and swelling. It was very clear to me I had hormone imbalance. And I remember going and thinking like, yes, I'm going to get answers. And then they were like, yeah, everything's fine. And I was like, what? And so then I ran the Dutch test and found out things that weren't fine. So the Dutch test is different because we look at days 19 to 21 in your cycle. So right away, we're narrowing the reference range. So we're not just like, oh, look, you're bleeding. You're fine. We're looking at a very narrow range because we know what healthy hormones should be between days 19 and 21. And we want to see the hormones within that range. So we can pick up things that are not out of balance. The other difference between the Dutch and say like blood chemistries, we're looking at hormone metabolites. So this is not a blood test. It's a urine test. It's a dried urine test. So now we can see how your hormones are breaking down. And so for a lot of people, their hormones, like estrogen looks fine, testosterone looks fine. But then when we look at how they're breaking down, they're not being broken down properly. And that's where the problem is. So blood chemistry can look fine. Even the hormones on the DHEA can look fine. But when we start to look at how they're being broken down, those metabolites, that's what they're called, are off. So it's a really great test to dive into what's beneath the surface. So I know you and I talked about, you know, sharing your results. So for anyone that's listening to this and wants to see, you can head on over to the YouTube link where I'm actually going to put her results on screen and we're going to go, you know, through them together. If you want to see, you can head on over to the YouTube where I'm going to show what the test results look like. Okay, so these are your DHEA test results. So thank you so much for agreeing to share this. Just so that you guys can understand, like we want to see Hannah, she's premenopausal. So we want to see her in the green. Ideally, that dial is kind of like right in the middle. And right away, we can see that there are some things a little bit off. So let's start with the obvious, which is your estrogen is slightly higher than your progesterone. So you have a little bit of estrogen dominance. Do you find you have symptoms of estrogen dominance?
Yeah. So like the only thing that I still am experiencing, and it's not even consistent, it's just the breast tenderness. So like, again, back when I was suffering from all the symptoms, like I can just imagine where those dials would have been. But yeah, it's just now the breast tenderness. There's no cramps, there's no acne, there's no insomnia. It's just pesky breast tenderness, which is really concerning for me, knowing what I know. And, you know, knowing that if you continue to experience those elevated estrogen levels and have breast tenderness, you know, like the big C word is in my head, I obviously want to get that dealt with.
What's really interesting for your case is that, you know, you have estrogen dominance, but your estrogen's still within normal range. So like people might be listening and being like, how is that possible? But it's basically anytime that ratio between estrogen and progesterone becomes out of whack. So even though, and this is where if you went to the medical system, they'd be like, everything is fine because your estrogen is normal and your progesterone is normal. So there's no issue. But when you look at that ratio, it's slightly dominant, which is why you only have slight amounts of symptoms, right? Because we're able to pick up these subtleties in this test. So when we go down and we look, I think, you know, I know you said the C word you're kind of afraid of. And the beauty of this test is it will tell us whether your estrogen is broken down into cancer-causing pathways. And, you know, we can look at the genetics of what your body's programmed to do, which is a whole separate thing, but it looks at the same things that happens real time that we can see on this test. So this test tells us what your body's doing real time. And sometimes it's because of like toxin exposure and diet. And sometimes it's literally because that's what your genetics are telling you to do. So there's three dials here. There's 16-OHE1, 4-OHE1, and 2-OHE1. And you know, 16-OHE1 causes growth. So if you think about estrogen and estrogen's role, it's like growth, right? Growth of the lining of the uterus. And so it's causing growth. And so if you get a lot of your estrogen being broken down on this pathway, you're going to get massive amounts of growth. The 4-OHE1 can actually cause DNA damage. So if you get a lot of DNA damage combined with growth, that's literally the recipe for cancer. Think about it. DNA damage and then a tumor. Right. So for women who have, you know, these dials like way off the charts, I can tell right away, like you have high levels of estrogen and they're not being broken down very well. Like we really need to do something about this to help prevent something further downstream. Right. For you, you know, yours are going down the 2-OHE1 and that's the like checkmark pathway. That's where we want things to go down. So your estrogen is actually, it could detox a little bit more down the other pathways that are a little bit more concerning. So that's the beauty for you is that you might have a slight estrogen dominance, but you're still detoxing estrogen well, right? Which is very good.
Yes. And like such a huge ease off my brain.
When you saw this, were you like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I know this information kind of thing or?
Totally. And like, it still doesn't make the fact that my breast being sore is okay, but like, knowing that that pathway is still fine versus if it was off the charts, I'd be like, okay, what do we do next?
Thing is that like symptoms are really a message from the body that something's not right. Like they might have been a message for you that like something really serious was going on with your estrogen. And so you're doing your due diligence of like investigating, what does this symptom actually mean? Like, what's it trying to tell me? Right. And we can use supplements to lower that estrogen, just a little bit. We can also use like foods and all these other strategies to address it. But now we know, like, we're not kind of like, well, I think this is what's happening. We know what's happening. Right.
Yeah.
And then the next thing that I saw here was your testosterone was really low. And what was it like for you to get that result? Like, did it align with you? Did it not align with you?
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, I've talked to girlfriends who, you know, they don't have any sex drive, and that is one of the main hormones that helps with sex drive. And mine is not at all suffering, but I was surprised. And however, after you said kind of what you told me about testosterone, I was like, oh yeah, okay. And just like the energy levels throughout the day and that type of thing. So yeah, it was a little surprising.
And sometimes the testosterone can be legitimately low. And sometimes there's something called sex hormone binding globulin. And so it binds the testosterone up so that it's not available. So it looks low on this test, but it's not actually low. And so this is where we need to tease apart. Is it a sex hormone binding globulin? So we go back to allopathic medicine and get them to run that test. And then know like, oh, my testosterone's not actually low. It's being bound up, or it's legitimately low, right? And this is a clue to like what might be underneath the hormone imbalance, right? Because when we look at low testosterone, one of the things I see the most in my practice, I mean, thyroid issues are really big. And I see like high sex hormone binding globulin and mold toxicity. And so if you were having like a whole host of other really weird symptoms, then I would wonder, you know, is there something underlying this imbalance outside of like genetics and food that we really want to take a look at, right?
Yeah. And another big symptom that I was experiencing that I forgot to say in the last year that was going hand in hand with the breast tenderness was my immune system. And like, I don't know if it's just from not experiencing germs for 2 years and then being hyper exposed to everything, but I was getting respiratory infections more often than not whenever my kids would get sick. So that was another red flag that I was like, okay, something has got to be off and I want to find out what.
If you are struggling with anxiety and tired of going in circles, then I have something special for you. I have created a game-changing gift for everyone that is listening. This gift is specifically designed for women who are done living with their anxiety. Whether they are tired of the intrusive thoughts, the sleepless nights, gut issues, the overwhelm, or being unable to do the things they used to love. This gift is specifically designed for women who want immediate action steps. So what I have for you is a guide. It is 5 surprising ways to reduce anxiety in just 7 days. This guide is really great because it gives you some actionable steps. It is not telling you about your anxiety or suggesting random things that you're never going to do, but they are really actionable steps that are going to have an immediate effect on lowering your anxiety. You can find the guide at go.healingjourneyservices.com/5ways-1.
And hormones are often the triggers for symptoms, but then there's something often underlying hormone imbalance because there was something that caused the hormones to go off. Kind of, you're not born broken. There's something underneath the surface, right? And then when we jump down here, we can actually see how your testosterone is being broken down. And so sometimes I see testosterone broken down into like potent, it's called 5-DHT, 5-alpha-DHT, and it's very potent. And so you can have normal testosterone and like very potent metabolites of it. And so then you can have some of the symptoms of testosterone overload. Now, we did not see that with you, but it's just another kind of layer of the puzzle that we can look at when it comes to hormones. And then cortisol, which we haven't really talked much about, but cortisol, it's your body's stress hormone that is designed to respond to stress. And so we saw something really interesting here because ideally we want to see these dials line up, right? We want to see the free cortisol and the metabolized cortisol look pretty much the same, and we see that things are slightly off here. And we can see that your free cortisol, so the stuff that's being floating around in the body, is like, it's sort of trending low. Like, it's not off the charts low, but it's, the dial's not in the middle. So we can see that your adrenals are getting tired. I would say you're not in adrenal fatigue, but your adrenals aren't like hopping, you know, they're not where they should be. And so this is when you say, oh, look, I have chronic infections all the time. I say, oh, you can't actually produce a lot of cortisol. Like, you're still producing it, but it's not in high levels. So like, that ability to fight infection is probably going to be impacted by that, right? So when we see that, we know that it's often a clearance problem. And sometimes that's due to thyroid issues. Sometimes that's due to liver dysfunction. Sometimes that's due to inflammation. And so again, it gives us clues of where to dive under the surface because, you know, like I'm saying before, your adrenals aren't off for just no reason. There's a reason.
Exactly. Yeah.
And for you, how did that feel to get that result?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I'm constantly on my mother for like her adrenal support and like she needs to be doing more and she needs to be supporting her thyroid because thyroid and adrenals go hand in hand. And so, yeah, to get that, I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
I need to take my own advice.
Yeah. But again, it makes a lot of sense, especially because, like you mentioned earlier about just how cortisol is responsible for so many things. And if it's off, if it's not producing enough, or if it's producing too much from our adrenal glands, then we're going to be seeing symptoms and it's going to be impacting our other sex hormones as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's all connected, right? And for me, when I did these tests, I don't know if you can say the same, it was very validating. Like, I was able to be like, oh, like, I'm not crazy. Oh my gosh, it's on paper. Like, oh, I have a roadmap now. And it just provided like so much comfort almost, even though the results were not great. It was still like, oh, like there's a reason I'm not crazy. Like the medical system has been telling me kind of thing.
Well, right. And just to not go blindly to try thing after thing after thing, not knowing really what is going on in your body. And, you know, more often than not, clients come to me and they're just friggin' exhausted from trying everything and nothing is working. So like even myself as a practitioner, like I want to know what's going on so that I don't have to keep going blindly and trying things over and over. I just want to get to the bottom of it and feel better, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, there's a lot we could go through here. We could do like a whole hour, I think, of analysis. But I also just wanted to highlight that we look at a lot of other things too that might be clues. So we're looking at your B12, we're looking at your B6, we're looking at your glutathione, which is your body's master antioxidant. We can see if you've gut issues. We're also looking at, do you have brain inflammation? What's your melatonin like if you have sleep problems? And so we can really see a lot of different things on this test on like different directions we need to go. I see in a lot of my clients, I see low B12, low B6. And then if there's mold exposure, usually the glutathione's all used up or they're full of toxins, you know? You know, toxins and anxiety is huge. And so I see a lot of times the glutathione's gone because the body just has nothing left to detox these toxins with. So for you, we didn't see too much. We saw maybe a little bit of B6 necessary, but I think that speaks to the fact that you're coming to me with symptoms, but not like your life isn't falling apart. You're functioning still. You're just like, I want to hack my body. It's kind of the sense I got. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you wanted to share about your experience of doing this test and getting results?
That's about it. But it was just so easy to do and like so quickly and literally just pee on some paper during the times of day and let it dry and then mail it. So you don't have to do much and it can give you so much insight into, you know, what's going on with your body and your hormones.
Yeah. And I think the beauty is that you can do it from anywhere. Right? Like a lot of times I hear people that are like, oh, do I have to go to my doctor? Do I have to get blood draw? Do I have to like what happens? And you don't even have to, like I do stool samples too. And like, you have to pass your poop to the guy who picks it up. Like you don't have to do that here. You just put it in an envelope and send it away. Like there's no embarrassing biohazardous materials kind of like pickup happening.
Yeah, just like I set it outside my door for, is it FedEx or Purelator or someone to pick up. I'm just like, here you go. Here's my pee sample. It's perfect.
It's super easy. So yeah, for recommendations, do you want to talk about the ones that were kind of like the big highlights for you that kind of changed course for you? Because I know you probably knew, like for women that I work with, they don't even know where to start. But I feel like with you is a little different because like you already knew the foods to take to detox and boost certain things. So I don't think any of that probably would have been new for you. So what was new and different based on what I recommended?
Like I said, like I was already doing all the things that I typically recommend for my clients. So that involves food, lifestyle, reducing stress, you know, all those things. So I was like, okay, what am I missing here? Like there's got to be something else to do. So supplement wise, an adrenal support and a liver support. I can honestly say like with the adrenal support, noticing differences so quickly and like, you know, how I mentioned about my libido, you know, it was good, but like now it's like super good. And then like, I just started the liver support too in the last couple of weeks. And like, I don't have breast tenderness and I'm due to get my period tomorrow.
I love this.
Yeah. And so I was just like feeling and like, nope, definitely nothing there this time. Again, it works so quickly once you know what's wrong.
And I think for you too, we're not dealing with, I don't think, major like mold issues or like major issues under the surface. So I see a range with my practice of people like you. I tend to get much more complicated cases. So we're doing the same things, but the body takes longer to respond. But I think you're such a testament to like, if there's not a lot of roadblocks in the way and you give the body what it needs, it's like, yes. And then it just takes it and goes, right? Like I didn't even give you like a very complicated protocol. It was just like, you know, support your liver. Let's support your adrenals. Let's run a thyroid panel. If you can get your doctor to do it, maybe we want to support testosterone. Maybe we don't. But like, let's start with those two things and see how your body responds.
Yeah. And like, I'm still planning on doing the thyroid panel. But again, it takes like 6 weeks to get in to see my family doctor. So just patiently waiting on that. And then, yeah, I thought I was doing all the right things food wise and lifestyle wise. And I was. So that also was like a load off my shoulders. Because like, it also was making me question like, okay, well, all my clients are getting good results, but like, are they? Are they? Am I doing the right thing with my clients? So now, yeah, it does kind of take a load off my shoulders that way too. And yeah, my liver just needed a little bit extra support and my adrenals. So helpful.
Because I mean, you can spend thousands of dollars. And if we did the math of like the chances and probability of you finding the right combination, guessing, I mean, it would take a long time and a lot of money. More money than it would take to run the test, right? And you're kind of a great example of like when you're eating properly and doing the right things and there's still symptoms, it's not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you just need to go a little bit deeper and refine tune like what you're looking at, or there's something like major like mold under the surface. I keep talking about mold because it was like a big thing for me and my hormones. It's not the case for everyone, but usually there's something under the surface that's preventing the needle from moving, right? So it's not that what you're doing with clients isn't working. It's that they need to go, like I use the analogy a lot of going into the forest. Like maybe you dance like around the edges of the forest and like some people need to go a little bit deeper into the forest and you need a roadmap to do that, right?
Totally. And do you find that older clients take longer? Like, is there more under the surface there than like someone in their 30s or 20s that are needing some help?
Usually I work with women that are like premenopausal. Sometimes I work with women that are postmenopausal. The premenopausal area is a little bit different because the hormones are naturally decreasing. And usually what happens is there's already chaos under the system. So like when hormones are naturally supposed to decrease, you're supposed to see like a steady decrease without all these wacky levels happening. But you know, if somebody's not eating well, if somebody has poor fat absorption, liver issues, stress, like all those things, they're going into perimenopause like chaotic. And so it's going to take a lot longer to like start to balance and already on balance naturally, you know, decline. So absolutely there. And I think it depends, like, if you think about it, somebody who's lived 40 years of life has had 40 years to accumulate toxins, 40 years of bad habits. Like for me, I had gut issues for about 15 years before I addressed them. So that's 15 years where I'm accumulating all the metals. I'm not detoxing them. My liver is really crappy. And so for me to undo those 15 years, it's going to take way longer than somebody who, you know, just has hormonal issues and that's really been it. So I don't know if I would say it's necessarily age, but it's like, how much has accumulated for you during that age and during that time that you've been living? And is it just a hormone imbalance, or are we now dealing with like metal toxicity and mineral deficiency and thyroid issues? And like, how high does the stack go? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I love it. The reason I was just questioning it was because, like, you know, how important it is to not wait until you feel like everything is spinning out of control.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think I'm a great example of that because I got sick after living in Tanzania. It started with gut issues. And 8 years later, it was, you know, hormone issues. It was anxiety. It was liver detox issues. It was parasites. It was worms living in me. It was all of these things. And if I had just addressed it, you know, at the very beginning, I wouldn't have to unpack that. And so one of my biggest regrets is that I waited so long, like I sort of invested and then I uninvested and then I'd start and stop a lot. Like I waited a long time to really like commit to myself. And by the time I was ready, things were so bad that it took me way longer than if I had done it 10 years earlier. I love that question because like personally, like we're talking like probably six figures of investment. And if I'd just done it, you know, when did it first start? I was 26, I think, when it first started. And if I just properly invested when I was 26, which, you know, no 26-year-old wants to do, it would have saved me a lifetime, like probably like 15 years of like tragedy. Because when I moved into the mold, I'd already had all these other issues under the surface. So if you have the symptoms, address them now, because if you get exposed to something else or a big stressor comes in your life, then you're going to have to deal with that and whatever's going on at this moment.
I think that a lot of us in Canada like run into the issue of like, well, we have this free healthcare, so like why wouldn't we use it? And then when we actually have to invest in our health, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to spend money on that. Like, I have free healthcare. But if you've learned anything from this, it's that the normal that you're seeing sometimes from the blood work isn't going to be normal if you're experiencing symptoms, right?
Absolutely. And that, you know, investing in yourself actually pays back in the long run, because otherwise, like, and I had this conversation with somebody who I talked to the other day that was angry at the healthcare system. And I was like, they're not going to give you answers. Like, you just literally, you have to just accept that. And that can be so hard for people. No, but if I see this specialist and this specialist and this specialist, I'll get answers. Like, unless you're like clinically significant, unless your estrogen is so high that it's like falling off their lab results, you're not necessarily going to get answers. And even if you do, like, let's say we found that you were estrogen dominant through blood work, what are they going to do about it? They don't know what to do with that information. They have no idea. And so now they're like, well, you have high estrogen.
It would probably be like a progesterone dominant birth control pill.
Yeah, which doesn't solve the problem, because we're not detoxing your estrogen out using a progesterone dominant birth control pill, right? That's where herbs and diet and like, well, why am I estrogen dominant? You know, I deal with estrogen dominance all the time and there's stuff you can do about it. But if you just place all your hope in the medical care system, A, you're probably not going to get answers. And B, even if you do get answers, you're going to end up on HRT, hormone replacement therapy, or nothing really. And like you can see when we look at your case, Hannah, you know, you did diet change and you were eating specific foods to like boost and detox certain things. And like all of those things are key pieces of the puzzle. Like we didn't do like magical cartwheels with you. We supported your liver. We supported your adrenals on top of everything you were already doing, and you feel better. Like, it's not scary, but I don't think that your family doctor would have told you to do any of that, do you?
No. My family doctor's recommendation when I was suffering was I didn't want to go on birth control. So she said, just get pregnant. Then you won't have a period for over 9 months. And I was like, okay.
So Hannah's going to get pregnant every year for the rest of her bleeding life.
That's right. Yeah.
And so I think like accepting the reality of what we're dealing with when it comes to like the medical system is important. They have a time and a place and there's a role for them. But when we're dealing with subclinical, like not super obvious was what I mean by that, like imbalances, the medical system isn't equipped to A, identify them and B, solve them. And so you just have to accept that. And when you accept it, then you're a step further from then investing in somebody who can help you, give you that roadmap through the forest to come out the other side, and then you can stop living your life with these symptoms that you weren't born to have.
That's right. I love it. And I also love what you said about perimenopause and how everything's just supposed to kind of like go down together. And like, if things are working good, they're going to go down together. You're not going to have those hot flashes and the mood swings and all the bad things, the vaginal dryness. So I love that, just the importance of nipping things in the bud as early as possible.
I remember when my practitioner first told me this when I was going through my own health journey very early on, and I was like, what? That's not normal? Like, menopausal symptoms are normal? And like, my brain exploded in that moment because I was so bought into the Kool-Aid, as we've been referring to it in this podcast. I was so bought into the story that that was normal. It blew my mind that women could have a different experience than that, because I'd listened to my mother go through that, right? And like, her friends were all going through that. And it was just like this normal part of aging for women.
Yes. And like, this awful thing that you have to experience again as being a woman.
I think the strong message with both of us is like supporting women to reclaim like their health and to reclaim what's rightfully theirs, which is like living a life without necessarily these debilitating symptoms. Like, it's possible. It's also, if you put the effort in, find the right people to guide you, it's definitely doable, as Hannah showed.
Exactly. It's so doable. And, you know, it can seem scary because, you know, you see all these things online about how you can never do anything fun if you're living healthy, but like, I have lived the best life when I'm feeling my best, right? And so does everyone else. So I can only stress that enough, you know, just try things from the right people and you will see amazing results for your health.
Amazing. So we're going to link Hannah's information in the show notes. So is there a quick website they could Google to find you, or email or something?
Yeah, my website is www.naturallywellbyhannah.com. I'm on Instagram also, naturallywellbyhannah. And then Facebook as well, naturallywellbyhannah.
Awesome. So she can take you through, how would you put it, like the initial parts of the forest. Like I call it the lower hanging fruit, like the diet change and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, dietary lifestyle changes, stress. That's the big one, the stress we're putting on our bodies and not even knowing it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story and your journey and talking with me about the Dutch. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful being here.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Holistic Anxiety Fix podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts, so others like you can learn how to heal naturally from anxiety. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.